You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, fisheries throughout the Skeena watershed are in full swing right now, and thousands of salmon are headed upriver to their home systems to spawn and die. Many salmon will complete the journey, but that doesn't necessarily mean the populations are healthy. Research in the Bulkley and Maurice River systems, home streams of the Wet'suwet'en Nation, has been ongoing for decades, but new studies into the shift in distribution of Maurice sockeye especially is shedding light on their future. Maurice sockeye populations have been depressed for years, but an electronic tagging program conducted by the Wet'suwet'en Fisheries at the Wet'suwet'en Canyon is helping track where Maurice sockeye are spawning, which could help Wet'suwet'en Fisheries better understand what new habitats these fish are populating and protect those areas for future spawners. It's a lot of work, but the science is bringing the community together. Today we'll chat with Sam Vincent, a fisheries technician with the Wet'suwet'en Fisheries Department. Stay with us.
My name is Samantha Vincent. I'm a Wet'suwet'en Fisheries Technician, and right now we are in Wet'suwet'en, BC.
And Sam, tell me, you know, how does this start? What are you guys doing here at the Wet'suwet'en Fisheries at the canyon?
So what you're witnessing in the canyon is the Wet'suwet'en Mark Recapture Program. You're seeing our two top fishermen using the dip net to bring the salmon to the tagging table and the holding tanks, where they will apply DFO passive tags. And on top of that, we are deploying radio telemetry tags so that we can track the sockeye salmon back to the headwaters and the spawning grounds.
And tell me a little bit about the setup here. So you got a couple of fishermen who are dip netting in the canyon. What are they pulling out of the canyon?
Right now they are pulling out sockeye, pink, a few steelhead. The fishermen will transfer them to the runners. They'll bring them to the tagging table, hold them in the tanks, and then after that they're released.
What information are you taking? It looks like Willie was measuring them. What are they doing?
Okay, so what they're doing is they're gonna sex the fish. They take DNA samples, they take scale samples to be paired with the radio telemetry, radio tags that are going out. Willie's measuring the length from nose to fork in the tail. They're getting the sex, they're taking the scale samples. The caudal punch is for DNA. All of that data is recorded so that we can better track the sockeye going back up to the headwaters and spawning.
Why does Wet'suwet'en Fisheries do this every year?
Wet'suwet'en Fisheries runs this program every year because our Maurice recovery unit, as we call it, the Maurice Atna Nanaka stocks, have been endangered for more than 20 years. And this information that we gather here helps to feed our nation as an accurate number of escapement and spawning to help us better make decisions when it comes to harvesting for FSC purposes.
You know, what does it mean to you to do this work, to try to help inform the nation, to see, hopefully see, more sockeye come back to the territory?
Well, now that I've been involved in this program, I recognize the nation need to be able to continue to sustainably harvest our sockeye for FSC needs. This program has really enlightened me in the processes of just how long it's been that the Wet'suwet'en have been trying to recover this stock.
You guys are doing the work up at the Maurice. How does that juvenile program kind of relate to some of what you're doing here?
So the sockeye smolt program that we run up at Wet'suwet'en Maurice Lake, we can use the data of the smolts leaving the headwaters. Kind of gives us a better idea of how accurate, you know, spawning escapement counts are. What's leaving the lake gives us a better idea of what may return.
you know, salmon are such a big part of the culture. And what does salmon mean to you?
Salmon really reflects our resistance, our culture. To me, taking those cultural teachings, they're becoming a lost art. We lose fishermen. They have been indoctrinated into thinking that conservation is the only way. We no longer have food sustainability in our, within our nation, because this has been such a long struggle that our people have been discouraged and they no longer fish. They no longer use this sockeye to sustain their social and cultural needs.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer Pam Hassan and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.